We're in the laws of Shabbos. We are in the fifth malacha, that of dosh threshing, which we were discussing. Under that category of threshing is the prohibition of skita, of squeezing. We distinguished when it came to olives and grapes, in which there is a derisa because the juice which is extracted from such fruits, something which is done all the time. And therefore, it's considered to be a derisa, a violation, if one has squeezed from grapes or olives. And therefore, even if you have the fluid, the liquid that oozed out naturally, one is not allowed to partake of this juice, lest the person will come to squeeze more grapes or olives from it. When it came to other fruits, if the juice would have oozed out, if the purpose of that fruit was for eating, then one is allowed to partake of that juice. It's brought down in the Sefer HaShabbos, which actually is mostly pictures of all the different Lamatas Malachos. He says regarding Schita Letoch Machel, she quotes the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shinchap, among other places. He says, Mutter Liskot Pri Al Machel Atzmo. You are allowed to squeeze a fruit onto a solid. Kamo Liskot Limon Letoch Salad. If a person has a lemon, and in order to be able to enhance the taste of his salad, he wishes to squeeze the lemon directly onto that salad. Kisharov hamashkin nivla ba'ochel. In the situation where the salad absorbs up the juice which came forth from the lemon, not a problem, even though you are squeezing. So how is that allowed? It's schita. So how are you allowed to do that? It doesn't fall into the category of dosh, of threshing. But Tom, the reason for this is as follows. He explains, shikashishach tu losoich machon. When a person squeezes the juice onto a food, yesh lo mitzayotzi shem machon. Even though obviously you can see the juice is dripping from the lemon onto the salad or whatever solid food is, we don't look at how it gets from point A to point B. The point is that it goes from being a solid in a lemon to a solid in another food. And therefore we don't find it really being extracted and being onto itself. Memelo nasis shum hafrada, shahari konim haya machol. It's not considered to be separated at any point, rather it goes from a food to another food. The whole time there's a prohibition of schita is only when a person would squeeze, let's say, lemons to make lemonade. You put it into a cup. That is certainly an issue. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But to squeeze it onto a solid, that's not a problem. The gamach shav shenimsa b'salad shuv havi maichel. We see now the salad, it causes that juice to be combined within the salad, so it's considered not a liquid, never turned into a liquid, it's just considered to be part of the food. V'lo chalav shem mashke. Abel also l'sachat l'soch kli reik. As we said, you can't take a lemon or anything, like an orange, and squeeze it into a cup. Even if, let's say, the whole purpose of it is, let's say, to pour as almost like a type of gravy onto a food, you're not allowed to do that. Even though you could say, well, what's the difference? I'm taking an orange or an apple, a lemon, I'm squeezing it onto this salad, that's permissible. The difference is that it never was at any point on its own a liquid. But if you would pour it into a cup, then that moment is considered to be a mashka liquid. Therefore, that's schita, even though you're going to use it to pour it onto the food afterwards. That you can't do. As he says, shahari berega zet, this moment, shenimsa b'kli reik, it's in this, which was an empty vessel, nyeshalav shem mashka, v'nasa p'ula hafrod. It's considered to be separated, and therefore one is not allowed to do this. And then he discusses when it comes to making tea. When a person has a lemon, you're not therefore allowed to take a lemon and squeeze it into your tea directly. However, he says, harotz alasos limodana, a person wants to make the lemonade, yesh hamakilim liskot halimud al sukkar. Obviously, it could also be referring to if you add sugar into your tea and you want also to put some lemon into it. So if you have a sugar cube, there are those that are makel that you can drip the liquid that comes forth that you're extracting from the lemon onto the sugar. Even though you're going to take that sugar cube and immediately afterwards put it into your drink. And then it says that there are those that are strict regarding this halacha. But again, there is room to be makel in that situation because it's going from a solid to a to a salad. Furthermore discusses, since we're talking about lemons, he says the following. He says, nowadays, in this situation, if a person has a lemon, let's say, for example, with tea, yeshli hizahir, you have to be careful, b'shah shechotchem halimonim. If, let's say, you cut your lemons also with a knife, or any fruit for that matter, which you're not allowed to squeeze, shulchadchem al gabi kli. If you have a cutting board, let's say, and let's say it has a groove, so by you cutting it up, and you keep cutting and cutting and cutting all these lemons and oranges, what ends up happening is on the bottom you're going to have all this juice that remained. So in that situation, in heter kan rak im hoichel hamashkim leibud, that liquid you're not allowed to use because it was inadvertently squeezed through the means of your cutting these fruits, and therefore that liquid which remains on your cutting board would have to be discarded. You'd not be allowed to use that for eating. And it says, kishe nosim chatichos limonim losochate, let's say a person takes a piece of lemon, and you may put it into your tea or to make like an iced tea, so you'll just drop a lemon into the drink. O sharmashke, tzrich lezahir mudoicha b'kaf b'sechamashke. Sometimes you do that, like they have these free water, and they stick a bunch of lemons in there, so you see a bunch of like teenagers, they keep squeezing all the lemons, so now they got like free lemonade. You're not allowed to do that. You're not, you have to, if even if you have the lemon already in there, you're not allowed to take your spoon, as he says, and squeeze and press the lemon with your spoon so that the juice will come out, because you're not allowed, as we said, slita onto a liquid, even if the lemon is already in that drink. And he said, again, as we mentioned before, with regard to sugar, there's a difference made between sugar cubes and regular sugar, therefore that's something which is up for discussion. We'll discuss more about the laws of sleep the next time.